This is TWiT.
In Torrance, California, our next caller, Dave's on the line. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Leo. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, oddities with my home Wi-Fi network that I'd like to understand.
You know, oddities and Wi-Fi, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. It's just, there's always something.
Right. Well, I have an Apple Airport Extreme as
Excellent router. Very good router.
And a few months ago, I bought a MacBook Pro and at the same time, a Time Warner Cable 20 megabit service. And everything is wonderful. But I noticed that if I power up the MacBook and have it connect when I'm in the same room, the den with the router, and then walk anywhere on my property, I keep the 20 megabit service.
Yeah.
Yet if I power up the MacBook at 20, 30 feet away in another room, I don't. It labors to even do half that.
Yeah. Well, Wi-Fi does, in fact, do that. The slower the connection. Now, I understand where the anomaly is here, but the idea that you're farther away, it's normal to get a slower connection. However, it is weird that you can walk farther away and the connection speed keeps up. I suspect after a while it would go down.
Perhaps. Now, the second part of my question is, to solve the problem, after consulting with a genius, I purchased a Airport Express.
Sometimes the genius is, maybe that's a little overstated, just a very smart fellow. No, I use that. That's a good solution. The Airport Express can be used as effectively a repeater.
Right. And I put it in a bedroom, but I also wanted the AirPlay for a stereo that's in that room. So I'm doing fine there. However, the Airport Express seems to do absolutely nothing for the Wi-Fi.
Make sure you've set it up properly. So when you launch your Airport Administration utility on your Macintosh, and it'll see the Airport Express. It'll say something like Apple AE7943. It has its own SSID. You're going to reassign that, of course. But the way you do it is you say now, and it'll say, okay, let's configure this. And you say, I want to add it to an existing network. You did that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It all does it automatically. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, but you got to make sure you choose that because you can do two things with it. You can have it be its own Wi-Fi access point, base station, or you can say add it to an existing network. And you did choose that.
It's added as an extending. And when you go to the network preferences, you get a nice cartoon on the screen.
Yeah, you can see it's doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. The drawing will illustrate the path. So that sounds all correct. Now, one thing about those Airport Expresses, how is your Airport Extreme new enough to be an 802.11ac, or is it just N? Do you know?
I don't. It's 2009 vintage.
Okay, it wouldn't be AC. So the newer ones that came out in the last, say, year are AC. I don't know if that Airport Express, let me look at the current air, because you do have a new, no, those are N. So, good, you're all right, you're N and N, so you're the same protocol. Huh. So you're...
I wonder if the Airport Express is no better at picking up the Wi-Fi signal than the...
It might be. You'll still only see one SSID. They'll all have the same name. You're not going to see a and you're on it. You're just saying that the speed is not all it should be.
Correct.
Yeah. I would say how far. Well, a couple of things. It's distance, but also it's what's in between. You know, Wi-Fi really is designed to be line of sight, especially because we're using microwave frequencies, 2.4 gigahertz, and in the even higher frequency, 5 gigahertz, the higher the frequency, the more likely a radio signal will bounce off of things, and particularly metal. Metal is death to Wi-Fi. So if you have metal in your walls, if you have an older home that has metal in the walls or a concrete home, or if you have lath and plaster, sometimes there's enough metal in there. If you just have drywall, it won't impede the microwave that much.
But whatever is in the walls, it seems to be enough.
You might have some metal in there. And it can attenuate it so much that you really can't get outside the room. So put that Airport Express a little bit closer. That's one solution.
That would be my next experiment, is to put it maybe halfway and see what that does.
So Wi-Fi nominally goes 150 feet. I say nominally because it really probably is less.
In an open field, perhaps.
In an open field, exactly. Well, AC goes much farther and is supposed to go much farther, but my experience has been, you know, if you're getting 100, it shouldn't be more than maybe 20 or 30 feet. Are you, how close is the Express?
Oh, it's probably 25 feet from the Extreme.
Gosh, that's so close. You shouldn't have a truck.
I know. That's why
so close.
I'm calling.
Yeah.
It just seems that, is it borderline, something's not working right? Or
try opening the door. If it works with line of sight, then there is something in your wall that's blocking it.
I'd like also, while we're at this, to invite your chat room participants to tell me if there's any of these power line wire extenders that work, because of course I can always—
That's another way to do it. And when power line first came out, it was terrible, but I am told that it's much better now. So that's another way to do it. Not, you know, I have Wi-Fi all over the house. I do exactly that. I have an Airport Express in the connected to the cable modem, and then I have Airport Extreme connected to the cable modem, and then I have my old Extreme in another room and an Express in another room, and that all works pretty well. 4,000 square foot house, so it's a lot of space, all one floor. So it seems to work, but it really is dependent on how the house is constructed, what's in the way. It also has something to do with the channel. How much channel congestion there is. The airport's pretty good about choosing a— Are you in an area where there's lots of neighbors and lots of other Wi-Fi signals?
Yeah, yes. My laptop tells me there's a couple dozen other—
Oh, well, there you go. Available. There you go, right there. That's absolutely what's going on. In fact, that would be a good reason to go to the newer AC stuff, because that has— I don't know if yours does. Does your have dual channel? Can you do 5 gigahertz?
You know, I'd have to—
Check, because if you can do 5 gigahertz, that's always less congested.
But doesn't it pick automatically both?
No, it doesn't pick the— it picks a band within the frequency range, but you have to tell it to use both frequency ranges.
Okay.
So try, if you have that, try that. I don't know if the Express does that.
Yes, since it didn't ask me to make that—
I bet you only have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something new. No, they have— – so the new Express does do 5 gigahertz.
Okay.
So that's good news. You might have to update your Extreme, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you— – but that's very congested. That's unusually congested.
And it makes me wonder, if 25 feet away in my house is too far, why am I getting all these signals from the neighborhood?
Yeah.
What do they have?
Well, they're all interfering, that's why.
But what are they transmitting on?
Yeah, well, a lot of them, you know, this is another thing that some routers, not the Apple routers, but some routers use tricks to eat up the spectrum. They'll do a MIMO tricks where they're using three bands, and then there's no spectrum left for anybody else. Your neighbor's getting great Wi-Fi, and everybody in the neighborhood's getting terrible Wi-Fi. And it may well be they're using one of those.
So I need a wired solution and a jammer.
He's effectively jamming you.
Yeah.
When he does that. And that's really a terrible thing to do. And some routers, I don't know if they still do that, but some routers did used to do that. Wireless RF, radio frequency, is a dark art. You ask any radio station engineer, and they deal with this all the time. It is a dark art. Stuff, weird things happen when you get up in the airwaves. I use 5 gigahertz. Whenever possible in my house, because my Sonos is at 2.4 gigahertz and it congests the airwaves. You know, you got to play with it.